And it's that time of the month when we catch up on what's happening in Woodna. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Keith.
What's happening with the Woodna Area School? I understand they have a bit of a birthday coming up.
They have. Like, lots of anniversaries are happening around the district, and it's a turn of the Woodna Area School. It's their 75th anniversary, and coming up on Friday, the 15th and 16th of October, it's the 75th anniversary of the Woodna Area School, and they're putting the invite out to all the old scholars from the school to head to Woodna and catch up for some school tours on the Friday and Saturday. But importantly, on the Saturday afternoon, they've got some school reunions happening at the community club from 4 o'clock onwards. So if you feel like catching up with some of your old scholars and colleagues, then get to Woodna on the 15th and 16th and check out in the October edition of the Granite, or contact the school if you want some more information.
Speaking of things that are in the planning stage and very much looking forward to, Christmas pageant is back.
Christmas pageant's back, and get out the pineapple, get out the beach chair. It's a Hawaiian beach Christmas holiday in Woodna. The committee have set the theme because none of us can go on holidays this year, or pretty challenged anyway. So we're going to have a holiday here in Woodna and get out the beach chairs and get some cocktails happening and enjoy ourselves at Woodna Apex Park on Saturday the 11th of December. But it's a couple of months off yet, but really a call out for those to start putting their thinking caps on around that theme to the community groups, businesses and individuals who might want to put a float in the pageant, or get a market or a food stall together, or just get involved for the evening if you've got some ideas, or get a group together, or simply just get down there on the 11th of December. While it's a couple of months away, it'll come quick. It's starting to get to the tail end of the year, and we're getting into that party mode.
And I understand the RAA's got some more regional safety grants.
Yeah, this one came across our desk yesterday, and there was a lot of grants out and about at the moment, but this is one that's a fairly easy one, I think, for a lot of community groups to perhaps have a look at. The RAA's got some regional safety grants for community groups to cover or to kickstart some critical safety projects that they might have in their patch in the community. So schools and community groups are not-for-profits in regional South Australia, so we're leaving the metros behind, and they're only looking at regional South Australia. They're all eligible for grants from anything between $500 and up to $10,000, but I think the $10,000 is probably a pretty big ask because there's only $70,000 available across the state. But if you've got a project, probably, you know, in around a couple of grand worth, that might be around safety, might be a playground you've got that might need a bit of repair, might need some softfall. There's some guidelines out. We'll be advertising that in the Granite. The guidelines are also here at Council, and the applications are open all of October and close November 1st. So if you're in that eligible group and might be looking at a safety project, give us a hoy, let us know at Council, have a look in the Granite, and might be worth you putting an application in.
Just to re-emphasise how quickly this year has gone, you're already open for Australia Day Award nominations.
Well, Australia Day is coming up. It's in January, but there's always a long lead into Australia Day because we need people to nominate, and we'll be opening nominations in October in the Granite and on social media. And we've got five categories, which is the Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year for those who are under 30 years of age, the Community Event of the Year. And we've had some pretty good events this year, even though we've had COVID. Been some pretty memorable ones, including the one coming up at the school. We just had the show last weekend, and all sorts of events on in this district. Minneparag had their field days last week, so lots of shows and events and things around the place. So if you had an event, you might consider nominating for that. Business of the Year and Employee of the Year. So we like to recognise our businesses and those who are behind the counter, who often don't get accolades, but doing a lot of hard work. So it's a good chance to put some nominations forward and see how you go with getting some acknowledgement.
Certainly look forward to that in the new year. Craig, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll have a chat to you again next month.
Looking forward to it, Keith.